Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, since we've been together last time, we had some snow. What'd you think about that snow? Can you take it or leave it, or would you rather not have it? I can take it or leave it, at least we didn't get a foot or something like that. A couple inches was just fine with me, so... But we got our driveway all shoveled the same day that we got the snow the morning after, and then we got the sidewalks done and everything, and the car came out of the driveway. I've told you folks before about our cars that get stuck in the driveway and we have to get towed out. That's quite embarrassing, by the way. Anyways, we got the car out of the driveway, so we are good to go down in Waldo. So I hope you're doing all right, feeling okay. Hey, we're giving away a gift card to Bob Evans, but unfortunately, it's not $50 like we did at the end of last year. It's just a $5 gift card to Bob Evans, but hey, it's $5. It's $5, and I'd love for you to play trivia. All you need to do for a chance to win this Bob Evans gift card is just call me, answer a trivia question, and I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win. And my number, 740-383-9944, will take your calls all hour long, and we'll come to the trivia in just a moment after we say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays, 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. By the way, stick around for the whole drive time from 5:15 until 6 o'clock. It's the Show with No Name with myself, Pastor Craig, and Terry Tackett. Pastor Craig in the studio right now. We're ready to go for another one, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We just never know what topics we're going to bring up, do we?
No, that's the beautiful part of it. Driving here this afternoon, I'm like, what are we going to talk about? Well, I don't know. We'll just talk about whatever.
It's just three guys sitting around having a good old conversation.
Amen.
Taking your calls if you'd like to chime in on anything. We just never know what topic we might touch.
That's right.
Whatever floats our fancy.
That's right.
So that's coming up next hour from 5:15 until 6 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. This will be the third time that we've done it total, and the second time with all three of us. So we are looking forward to that, and looking forward to trivia as well. We'll get to that right now. Hey, here we go. Here's the first trivia question that I have for you today. Who was the captain of the RMS Titanic? Who was the captain of the RMS Titanic? 740-383-9944, giving away a gift card to Bob Evans today. What does the word suffrage mean? What does the word suffrage mean? Which part of the eye changes size to control light going into the eye? Which part of the eye changes size to control light going into the eye? If you've ever been out to get an eye exam, they probably have talked to you about this. It's been a while. No, it hasn't been too long. Since August, I went out and got an eye exam with Dr. Kirkham out there by the Kroger's out there, 423, and they always treat me real good out there. Marion Eye Center. Used to be Dr. Levitsky years ago, and if anybody remembers Dr. Levitsky, my mom used to work for him, as a matter of fact. Hey, here comes our first phone call. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, go ahead.
I'm good. How are you today?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Okay.
Can you hear me, Bob?
Yeah, I got you.
Yes, sir. You got me now?
Yeah, I got you now.
Okay.
Okay, would that be the redness on your eyes?
Not the retina. No, but it's close. It's the other pupil. Area. The pupil. Yeah, the pupil. Yeah. That's it, buddy.
Well, I had his voice. I had a mega retina was beautiful. All right.
Yes, sir. Well,
how was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Yep, we didn't do a whole lot. I'm trying to think what we did do. I know what we did. We ordered some Chinese food.
Yep. Well, I didn't go get out of the work. I don't get out of the house much anyway. And I went about to try to get out in that snow. And Paul missed my butt, so I said, watch football game Sunday, and that was about it.
Yeah.
So let me get off there and let you get some more answers.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Good to talk to you, buddy. Take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep,
you too, Bob. Yep. Bye-bye. All right, pupil is the answer I'm looking for. What carries oxygen around the body? What carries oxygen around the body? Can you tell me the answer to that one? What is the name of the U.S. Navy's flight squadron that performs at air shows? You can see these on TV, too. YouTube, there's all kinds of videos of these. What is the name of the U.S. Navy's flight squadron that performs stunts at air shows? I'll tell you, it's not the Thunderbirds, it's the other ones. Which famous person fought at the 1836 Battle of the Alamo in Texas, then part of Mexico? Which famous person fought at the 1836 Battle of the Alamo in Texas, then part of Mexico? Which famous book describes the adventures of a family that is shipwrecked on an island? Which famous book describes the adventures of a family that is shipwrecked on an island? 740-383-9944, giving away a gift card to Bob Evans today. What is the name of the real-life daredevil who tried to jump over everything on a motorcycle, including Greyhound buses and a shark tank? What is the name of the real-life daredevil who tried to jump over everything on a motorcycle, including Greyhound buses and a shark tank? Be the next one to call, 740-383-9944. We'll get you up on the air and a chance to win a Bob Evans gift card. In fact, you can join Bob for a chance to win. He's the only caller we have right now, so it's kind of quiet today as we start today's show. So, be a part of the program, and we'll get this next call in here, find out who's on the line today. Oh, it looks like it's the birthday guy. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Happy birthday, Ernie.
Well, thank you.
I hope today is going good for you.
So far, so good.
Good. Are they doing anything special for you? Have any special food or cake or anything like that?
Today we had it all Sunday.
Oh, you had it all Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think my son sent you a picture, didn't he?
Oh, did he? Okay. Did he just do it?
No, Sunday, I think.
Okay.
I'll check with him, but...
Let me see here. I'll check my email real quick.
It was on your email on Sunday, I believe.
I don't have it. Let me, maybe it, it could have gotten, diverted to the, to the other section there. Okay, that's great. I'd love to see that picture. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Picture of the snowball cake.
I'd love to see it. I'll put it up on my website if I can, if I can get it. But, big old happy birthday to you.
Yep, well, I'm glad we had it Sunday, because if we did it, well, you know, all my family works, so it's, difficult to get together during the week.
Hey, Ernie, yeah. This is Pastor Craig, and just I wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Pastor. Yep, appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, now, did you get your card in the mail okay?
I did, yes.
Okay, good.
Yep.
I wanted to send that out in plenty of time.
Yep, good.
Good deal. Wonderful.
That's Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel, that's who I'm looking for, absolutely.
Yep, man with the broken bones.
That's right, he sure was. Man, he was such a daredevil, wasn't he?
He was.
Boy, oh boy.
And he knew that great possibility of getting hurt. You know, that's the big thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he sure
And he got hurt enough times.
Oh, yeah, he sure did. Man, oh, man. The things he did.
Yep, I don't like inflicting, you know, your self-imposed wounds.
Right. I've done some dirt biking in my time, but I never tackled very many hills.
No, I
left that up to my brother.
I lived in California, and they had a road that wasn't being used anymore. It was sort of an off-road property, but so they mounded dirt up, you know, alternate mounds of dirt so people wouldn't drive down through it. But it was a great place for motorcycle riders to jump hills, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I used to go over there, and we'd jump a little bit of hills, not very far.
I think they used to do some of those stunts out there in the Coliseum at the fairgrounds here in Marion.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they,
They had that for a while.
Mm-hmm. It takes some guts for sure to do that.
Yeah,
oh,
does.
Boy.
All righty.
Hey, Ernie, well, you have a great rest of your day. And
I will.
Happy birthday from all of us, okay?
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, you can join Bob and Ernie in our drawing here at 427 on an Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 on this January the 19th. All right, let's find out who's on the line next. You're next. Hi, we're on the air.
I was going to say Evel Knievel.
Yes, Evel Knievel, that's right. How you doing today, Judy C?
I'm doing really good.
Good.
Trying to stay in and stay warm.
That's right. And it's going to get real cold tonight, so you need
that. Yeah, it sure is.
Oh, boy. Make sure you stay next to that heater for sure.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Judy C. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Right now, it feels pretty good outside. I brought the light jacket, but going to need to get those heaters out for tonight. Make sure that furnace is working for sure. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, Swiss Family Robinson.
The Swiss Family Robinson. Yes, indeed. How are you today?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad.
Good. Now, I heard through the grapevine that you're having a birthday today as well.
Yeah.
You and Ernie are birthday boys for today.
Not as many as Ernie.
No.
Not too far behind.
Well, is everybody treating you good for your birthday today?
Yeah.
You doing anything? Did you do anything special? Have any special food or cake or anything?
We went to Bob Evans, had biscuits and gravy.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. All right. Good deal. Getting a birthday cake for you or they?
I've got a chocolate chip cookie cake.
Oh, a chocolate chip cookie cake. Well, that sounds good. Good deal. Well, it sounds like they're treating you pretty good for your birthday.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Good deal. Well, Mr. David, a big happy birthday to you from all of us here at WWGH, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hey, you have a good evening now and enjoy, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, yep, a couple of birthday boys there from that are a couple of our listeners, Ernie and David, celebrating birthdays. And if you want to do a birthday shout-out, go ahead, feel free. We'd love to hear from you, 740-383-9944. Playing trivia, giving away a Bob Evans gift card today. If you're the big winner, we will send it right to your door. If I don't have your address, we'll get it from you just as soon as I go off the air today. And you can just call me and we'll take care of that. And that way you don't have to venture out in this winter weather and this cold that's coming up. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, I'll see you real quick. I forgot about the guy's birthdays. So happy birthday to you guys. And it's also my son is in Germany. His birthday today.
Really? All right. Well, happy birthday.
Yep. So I forgot my song. I'm jumping.
Okay, Bob. Well, hey, we'll take care of it.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 431, Nate Redmond on Offbeat News and Trivia. Check out my website at radionate.webs.com, radionate.webs.com. There's even information about the second show that's coming up here, 5:15 until 6 o'clock, with myself, Terry Tackett, and Pastor Craig, the show with no name. You can even see our pictures up there at radionate.webs.com. And Terry came up with a nice, catchy little phrase for us. Tired of the shows that sound the same? Tune in to the show with no name right here on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio. Well, I've got some amazing benefits from bananas. I've got that straight ahead, but you're welcome to call any time and we'll get you up on the air and you can answer one of my trivia questions. We'll get you in the drawing for a chance to win with the folks that have given us a call so far today. According to a recent survey undertaken by MIND, M-I-N-D is a group online amongst people suffering from depression, many felt much better after eating a banana. This is because bananas contain a type of protein that the body converts into serotonin, known to make you relax, improve your mood, and generally make you feel happier. High in iron, bananas can stimulate the production of hemoglobin, or hemoglobin. I was always said, you know, in my family we said it either way when I was in science class, because my mom was my science teacher because I was homeschooled, so there you go. Hemoglobin in the blood, and so helps in the case of anemia. This unique tropical fruit is extremely high in potassium, yet low in salt, making it perfect to beat blood pressure. So much so, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has just allowed the banana industry to make official claims for the fruit's ability to reduce the risk of blood pressure and stroke. 200 students at a school in England were helped through their exams this year by eating bananas at breakfast, break, and lunch in a bid to boost their brain power. Research has shown that the potassium-packed fruit can assist learning by making pupils more alert. Most weekdays, I usually eat a banana and an apple, kind of after my grandparents. My grandparents, my one grandparent is still living, and he's in his late 80s, and my grandmother lived to be 80, and they pretty much ate an apple and banana for lunch just about every day. So I've kind of adopted the policy and trying to stay healthy, and apple and banana. I throw in a little bit of yogurt and sometimes some applesauce to complete my meal there with my apple and banana. But anyway, so there's some amazing benefits there from bananas. Playing trivia at 740-383-9944. Jump on the line, answer one of my trivia questions. I'll go over those momentarily, just in case you didn't get to hear them yet. I know a lot of folks tune in, tune out as the drive time goes along. Lettuce is a member of the sunflower family. As we go into our offbeat fun facts, researchers have found that flossing your teeth can help your memory. Flossing prevents gum disease, which prevents stiff blood vessels, which cause memory issues. A cluster of bananas is called a hand. Along that theme, a single banana is called a finger. For nearly 60 years, Texas did not have an official state flag between 1879 and 1933. During that time, the Lone Star flag was the active but the unofficial flag. Red Solo cups are a common souvenir to bring back from the United States to other countries. The novelty comes from the cups being used in many party scenes and movies. And finally, Swedish meatballs originated from a recipe from King Charles XII, brought back from Turkey in the early 1800s. Well, we have some offbeat news for you, and we better, since our name is Offbeat News and Trivia. Here we go with some headlines for you. An Indian artist breaks Guinness World Record. Also, it was a different planet. Sand sculptures litter Lake Michigan beach. And also, this Pastor Craig just set a red Solo cup right next to me. As a matter of fact, is it filled of anything in particular, Pastor Craig, or is it empty?
No, it's empty, but it kind of fit with what you were talking about.
Fit with my theme, so yeah, you just brought it right in.
Yeah, it's sitting right there.
Sitting right there. That's great.
A prop to show you know what you're talking about.
Absolutely. Drivers on a Tennessee highway encountered an unusual oversized load traveling down the road. You might have seen this if you're on Facebook. A 14,360-pound cast iron skillet, said to be the world's largest. South Pittsburgh's Lodge Cast Iron Store, the future home of the Lodge Cast Iron Museum, had the giant skillet, which measures about 18 feet from handle to handle, created to serve as a draw for the attraction. The store shared video on Facebook showing the massive pan, which Lodge Cast Iron bills as the world's largest cast iron skillet, being hauled on Interstate 59 on the back of a flatbed truck. The Lodge Cast Iron Museum is under construction and is expected to open in late summer. An artist in India broke the Guinness World Record for the largest drawing by an individual when he created an artwork that covers 6,781 square feet. Ravi Soni, 42, used a giant PVC canvas to complete his drawing titled Tree of Life in 24 hours, 33 minutes, spread over 5 days. The artwork earned him the Guinness World Record for largest drawing by an individual, breaking the record set in 2020 by an Italian artist. Soni said he was inspired by a certain kind of tree, which are known for their long lifespan. And finally, a walk along Lake Michigan this week was a lot like a stroll through a museum gallery, thanks to some weather elements coming together to create an incredible phenomenon. Small, delicate sand sculptures casually littered the beach at Tisconia Park in St. Joseph's, Michigan. It was like a different planet, Terry Abbott told Fox 2. I've never seen anything like them, and I spend a lot of time there. Tisconia Park is on the southeastern shore of Lake Michigan, about 190 miles west of Detroit. Photographer Joshua Nawaki has taken many incredible photos of the phenomena and other beautiful winter scenes in the Midwest, and says the sculptures are a fleeting creation of nature. And that's our offbeat news for you as we roll through a Wednesday afternoon on this January the 19th. And hope you all are doing okay out there. Here's some more trivia questions for you. I'll reread the ones that I have for you in case you haven't heard or you need a refresher. We're giving away a Bob Evans gift card at 4:55 this afternoon, and all you need to do for a chance to win is just call me, answer one of my trivia questions, and I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win. Who was the captain of the RMS Titanic? Who was the captain of the RMS Titanic? What does the word suffrage mean? What does the word suffrage mean? What carries oxygen around the body? What carries oxygen around the body? What is the name of the U.S. Navy's flight squadron that performs stunts at air shows? What is the name of the U.S. Navy's flight squadron that performs stunts at air shows? If you're thinking of the Thunderbirds, not them, it's the other ones. The other big group that you can see performing, they're on TV and they perform at different places. Which famous person fought at the 1836 Battle of the Alamo in Texas, then part of Mexico? Hi, we're on the air.
Does the arteries is what carries the oxygen through your blood or your body?
Yes, right. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. Now, is this Judy?
Yes, Judy Smith.
Judy Smith. All right. I cheated. You came up on my phone, so I thought that's who this was.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Judy. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Judy Smith, got you signed up for a chance to win. 441, and the temperature outside is nice and comfortable. It's kind of cooling down now. I had a high of about 43 at home. It's 40 degrees right now here in Marion, Ohio. As we roll along here, I hope you're comfortable and nice and warm, because it's going to get cold tonight. If you heard Adam's weather forecast, absolutely, it's going to be in the 20s for a high in the next few days as well. Typical January. January happens to be my least favorite month, so I have to make sure I do things that make me happy in January so I don't wallow in depression. Not really. It's not that bad. But January is my least favorite month of the year. Now, Waldo Barbershop, who supports this broadcast, now, his favorite month, Rick down there, he loves March. March is his favorite month because he likes kind of a medium temperature day, like in the 50s with wind blowing. So that's his favorite month. If you ever go down there and talk to Rick at Waldo Barbershop, we'll thank him for underwriting the broadcast coming up. But hey, you're next on the phone. If you'd like a chance to win a Bob Evans gift card, give me a call. Which famous person fought at the 1836 Battle of the Alamo in Texas, then part of Mexico? And that's the trivia questions that we need to answer right now. Make sure you stay tuned next hour. It's the Show with No Name with myself, Terry Tackett, and Pastor Craig. We'll be on the air talking about anything under the sun and having a good time doing it. So if you haven't caught the program, we say keep that dial right where it is and check it out and tell your friends about the new talk show here on WWGH, The Show with No Name. Hi, we're on the air.
Would that be Teddy Roosevelt?
For the question about the Alamo?
Right.
No, not Teddy Roosevelt, but a good guess.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Nope, not Teddy Roosevelt for the Alamo. 443, it's January the 19th, and I've got some On This Day in History information to pass along to you. In the year 1825, Ezra Daggett and Thomas Kinsett of New York City patented a canning process to preserve salmon, oysters, and lobsters. More coming up in a moment. Hi, we're on the air.
Did you get the answer for the last ones that fly the jets?
Not yet.
Would that be the Blue Angels?
The Blue Angels is what I'm looking for, absolutely. Yes, sir.
That's good, Nate. Boy, I'm right up to the par, aren't I?
You sure are. is this Ted?
Yeah, this is Ted and Carol.
All right, Ted and Carol. All right, Ted and Carol.
Let me go by that name there, Ted and Carol. That's a heck of a team to beat, you know what I mean?
There you go. Great team, absolutely.
And I talk about it down at the barbershop, so I put the plug in for you, Nate. He said, you heard, now how was that again? You know how it talks, Rick? And I said, yep. I said, we heard it over on the radio. I said, he's the man of all men. Hey, yeah. Well, I'll get off of here. I'm in. Carol's in, too, huh?
Okay, you got it.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right. Taking your phone calls, 740-383-9944. It's a call-in show, and it's Offbeat News and Trivia. And we're having fun rolling through a Wednesday afternoon with you on the other side of the radio dial. On this day in 1861, Georgia seceded from the Union. 1883, Thomas Edison's first village, electric lighting system, using overhead wires, began operation in Roselle, New Jersey. 1907, the first film reviews appeared in Variety magazine. 1915, George Claude of Paris, France, patented the neon discharge tube for use in advertising signs. Also in 1915, more than 20 people were killed when German Zeppelins bombed England for the first time. The bombs were dropped on Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn. 1937, Howard Hughes set a transcontinental air record. He flew from Los Angeles to New York City in 7 hours, 28 minutes, and 25 seconds. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett, the Battle of the Alamo. Correct answer. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Now, this sounds like Miss April.
Yes.
Miss April, how are you today?
Well, pretty good.
Good. Are you ready for the cold that's coming?
No.
Me neither. I was enjoying today's weather, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like it might be doing something outside.
Okay, all right. Well, I hope it doesn't do too much, because I have to go home yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I appreciate your phone call. Thanks for listening out there.
All right.
Take care. Have a good evening. Good talking to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 447, want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Now, Pastor Craig, you've been down to Waldo Barbershop yourself, too.
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, what you see right now is I'm sporting a haircut from Waldo's Barbershop. I went there in December, and quite honestly, I'm about due to go again. I'll probably stop in next week, but yeah, I highly recommend it.
All right, there's a personal testimony from Pastor Craig.
Amen.
And your haircut looks good.
Well, thank you.
And my haircut is from him as well, of course.
Well, then we're both looking good.
We both look good.
Now we just got to get Terry to go down there.
There you go. Absolutely. Walter Barbershop, appreciate the support for the radio program. Again, tune in next hour. It's The Show With No Name. What an original name. The Show With No Name from about 5:10 or 5:15 to 6 o'clock with myself, Terry Tacken, and Pastor Craig right here on your radio dial as we talk about anything under the sun. On the website, Adam called it a variety show, and that's exactly what it is. It's a variety show on a variety of topics, and we have a lot of fun doing it. Well, let me give you another page of trivia because we already got the one trivia page answered. What bone is sometimes called the funny bone? What bone is sometimes called the funny bone? What besides tankers is the main method for transporting natural gas? What besides tankers is the main method for transporting natural gas? What does the word widget mean? W-I-D-G-E-T. What does the word widget mean? The column of bones running from the neck to the pelvis is called what? The column of bones running from the neck to the pelvis is called what? And what was Sputnik 1? What was Sputnik 1? And that's all my trivia that I have here on my 3 pages worth. If you'd care to answer a question, get signed up for a chance to win a Bob Evans gift card. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. All right, we got your On This Day in History answered, and it's now time to head with me down my little hallway, make a right, have a seat, and on the chalkboard I have written this week's Weird Word of the Week. And this week's weird word is circumstellar. Circumstellar. C-I-R-C-U-M-S-T-E-L-L-A-R. Circumstellar is an adjective. The definition means surrounding a star. Circumstellar was first recorded in English in the early 1950s. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, could the funny bone be the ulna?
The funny bone, not the ulna. No, not that one. No.
Okay.
That's a good guess, though.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Phyllis. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Nope. This one is not that. The funny bone, not the one I'm looking for, at least at the moment. 5 minutes left until we do our drawing. Jump on an available line here and dial me up, and we'll get you up and on the air. Hi, we're on the air.
Is Sputnik the Russian satellite?
Yes, the first. Yes, it was the first satellite in orbit is Sputnik 1. Absolutely, you've got it. All right, hey, we've got you in. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, and we've got Judy in the drawing. 4 minutes left to go. Feel free to give me a call anytime, and like this person is doing right now. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, is the funny bone the shin bone?
Well, the funny bone, you know, it could be referred to that, but that's not the one I'm looking for. But I guess
you
could call that. Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye. No, the one I'm looking for starts with an H. The one I'm looking for here that they want here from the trivia book starts with an H, the funny bone. All right. Pastor Craig is looking at me like, I don't know about that. But anyways, that's the one from the trivia book. I really don't make these up, I swear. But anyhow, that's the one I'm looking for right now. But hey, we got other trivia questions too, like what besides tankers is the method for transporting natural gas? What does widget mean? The column of bones running from the neck to the pelvis is called what? Who was the captain of the Titanic? What does suffrage mean? And those are the ones we're looking for. Hi, we're on the air.
Is it the humerus?
The humerus is what I'm looking for. Very good.
That's so
all
funny.
Right.
That's so funny.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, the humerus is what they're looking for. Yep, I got a series of trivia books that I get the information out of, and that's the one. Here we go. Hi, we're on the air.
Is pipelines what carries natural gas?
Pipeline, that's what I'm looking for, absolutely. All right, we got you in. Thanks a lot. All right. And it is just about drawing time as we head through this Wednesday drive time together. Me and you and everybody else. And a dog named Boo. All right. Hi, we're on the air.
How about the spinal column?
The spinal column is what I'm looking for, absolutely. How are you doing today?
No, not too bad.
Good, good. And I'm going to just venture a guess. Is this Mark?
It is.
Mark, I've got you this time.
All righty.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you being out there.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Good to talk to you. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Want to thank everybody that called into the program today as we got 30 seconds left. So you've got time to answer, what does widget mean? Who was the captain of the Titanic? And what does the word suffrage mean? 740-383-9944 as we thank Bob. We thank Ernie, the birthday boy. Judy C. David, also the birthday boy today. Judy Smith, Ted and Carol, April and Mark. Good to have you guys all giving us a call today. You guys make the program go round here on Offbeat News and Trivia. So let's shuffle everybody up and we'll get us a name here. 4:55, the official drawing time. The winner would be Judy C. Judy C., congratulations. We appreciate you giving us a call today, and everybody else as well. Hey, I hope you all can stay tuned next hour when myself, Pastor Craig, and Terry Tackett will take the airwaves with our show with no name. Yeah, that actually it has a name. That is its name, The Show with No Name. We'll be on about 5:10, 5:15 until 6 o'clock talking about everything. So tune in, and I think you'll enjoy that. Right now, we've got just enough time for our Ladies' Corner, and today we have Carolina-style barbecue pulled pork sliders. Carolina-style barbecue pulled pork sliders. Get out the slow cooker for these sliders. Great for any time of year. These pulled pork sliders are delicious. Here's what you need. 1 pork shoulder, 3 pounds, trimmed of fat. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 bottle of Heinz barbecue sauce, Carolina tangy vinegar style. They want something specific here, but, you know, just Heinz barbecue sauce. 2 tablespoons of Heinz yellow mustard, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar, 1 package of coleslaw blend, cabbage slaw mix, and 12 slider buns, 2-inch split. Here's how to make it. Season meat with garlic powder. Place in slow cooker. Add 1/2 cup barbecue sauce. Cover with lid. Cook on low 8 to 10 hours or on high 4 to 5 hours. Meanwhile, mix mustard, sugar, and vinegar until blended. Add to coleslaw blend in medium bowl. Mix lightly. Refrigerate until ready to serve. Transfer meat to cutting board. Discard all but 1/4 cup sauce from slow cooker. Pull meat into shreds with 2 forks. Add to reserve sauce in slow cooker. Stir in remaining barbecue sauce. Fill rolls with meat mixture and coleslaw just before serving. And there you have your Carolina-style barbecue pulled pork sliders. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by going to Facebook.com/RadioNate. Facebook.com/RadioNate. Or if you're interested in having a hard copy, I will send it in the mail to your door. Just call me and ask me. I'll be happy to send the recipe to you. All right. Well, we have about 2 minutes left, and we are out of here for this program, but we're not out of here for drive time. Drive time continues next hour, so keep that dial right where it's at. Live radio here on WWGH with The Show with No Name. Pastor Craig is up, myself is up, and Terry Tackett is up on the microphone. Terry's got a good story to tell, so make sure you stick around. You don't want to miss it at all, because Terry always has a good story, and I'm looking forward to hearing all the details of it. And everybody's got something to share, and it's just three guys around three microphones talking and having a good time. So we'll be here. Hey, feel free to email me anytime, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. My website, RadioNate.webs.com. That's RadioNate.webs.com. There's also a picture of myself, Pastor Craig, and Terry up there on the website. So you can go there and check that out. And we've got some information about The Show with No Name up there as well. So you can keep track of what time we're on the air. If you forget, just go to RadioNate.webs.com, and it's right up there. We want to thank the radio station for archiving the programs at WWGH1071.com and also broadcasting us live online. Just go to that website, click on Listen Live, and you can hear us anywhere that you have an internet connection. Thank all. Tell all of your friends and family about the radio station, because there's a lot of great programming right here. Hey, we'll be back in just a moment with The Show with No Name, 5:10 to 6 o'clock. Keep it right here.
You're listening to WW.